I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortions.
Whoa. More on this guy later. But first, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Raveneau.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my not at all secret gay agenda. And
that's right. Disney has quite the sexual agenda with your children. Is it wrong to have any kind of sexual agenda with children? Well, if you're a pedophile, the answer is no. We'll have the full report tonight on how Governor Ron DeSantis is protecting children and the rights of parents, and how Disney is trying to do the opposite in the name of inclusivity. Where do we begin? The nation's number one governor, who has no respect for the rights of pedophiles, apparently, signed the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law. It prevents teachers and educators from sexualizing children, grooming children, and influencing them with any kind of sexual discussion. This created outrage on the left. Shocker. It is so unlike them to get outraged about anything. As the Babylon Bee reports, teachers who insist they're not teaching your kid about sex also weirdly outraged by ban on teaching your kid about sex. So of course, in response to Governor DeSantis signing the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law, we the media, who have a 100% accurate track record in reporting, started a smear campaign about the bill, deeming it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Because of course, Florida is trying to prevent the inclusivity of gay and trans people into society, right? Well, yes, that's what our narrative says. But what the truth says, which is becoming a very suspicious conspiracy theory at this point, is that the Parental Rights in Education Bill prevents educators from discussing any kind of sexuality with children, K through third grade. Gay, straight, trans, any of it. Turns out, Don't Say Gay is not in the bill anywhere. The left termed the bill Don't Say Gay in order to smear it. In the radical right concept called reality, it's more of a don't you dare sexualize my child, you pedophile motherfucker kind of bill. But Governor DeSantis hates the star of what's called reality. Come visit Disney's Marxist theme parks today. And for good measure, just because it's special, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Raveneau one more time.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to my not at all secret gay agenda.
Secret gay agenda.
Well, it's definitely not a secret anymore now that your footage got leaked out. But is Disney propagating a social incentive structure which offers children a sense of attention, safety, significance, and belonging? Which lures them into believing that they are something they're not? No, of course not. They're doing this to children to be inclusive because that's a nice thing to do. And that's a good thing, right? Absolutely. And you know how pedophiles who lure a child down the basement might say, I was just giving them ice cream to be nice. And one could say, well, the road to hell is paved with child molester intentions. And Disney is laying the asphalt and driving the steamroller right over your child. But we won't say that because that part of reality is not part of our narrative. Oh, and by the way, here is a person that represents the exact same agenda that Disney does and is trying to push onto your children.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender.
Your nation is not right for your children.
Science!
He's my favorite scientist. That's it for tonight's special report on Disney grooming children. What's next? Will Disney hire Subway Jared to be their new greeter at theme parks? That would be inclusive. Will they hire Ghislaine Maxwell to be their new children's inclusivity content coordinator? And will Disney have alongside Mickey Mouse someone in a big cartoon like Jeffrey Epstein costume to help spread the good word of their sexual agenda for children? We'll see. Good night. Hi. Censorship is the opposite of connection, and for me, it's very important to be connected with you, my beautiful freedom-loving audience. So if you want to ensure you and I stay connected in the face of growing censorship, love to have you join my email list. Hit up awakenwithjp.com/join me, and I'll see you on the inside, and we'll stay connected. Hi, I like things that taste good, and I'm all about things that improve my energy and health, which means I love things that taste good and improve my energy and health. That's why I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, Cacao Bliss by Earth Echo Foods. JP, is it a delicious dessert or is it a vibrant health supplement? Well, it's both. How's it both, JP? It's a great question. Cacao Bliss is made from 100% raw ceremonial grade cacao, and it contains 4 superfoods, turmeric, lucuma, and MCT oil. It contains no added sugar, yet it's sweetened with monk fruit extract, which makes it a beautiful, tasty treat that does delightful things to your health and energy. I turn to Cacao Bliss for 2 different reasons. One is when I want a little pick-me-up in my energy that won't leave me crashing, Cacao Bliss. The other is when I want a sense of tasty chocolatey goodness that won't turn me into a stupid idiot with blood sugar drops, Cacao Bliss. I love Cacao Bliss simply mixed in hot water or in my coffee, smoothies, or with nut milk. And my intuition is telling me that if you care about good health and energy and love things that taste good, you'll love Cacao Bliss too. And check it out at earthechofoods.com/JPSears. And because you're a viewer of mine, please use the discount code JP, which will get you 15% off. Enjoy.